Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, right now, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but Hillsong did something that was pretty pretty cool and pretty amazing right there in New York City, Times Square. And we'll have a picture related for you on the torch, but it's one of the buildings there in Times Square. They all have these huge screens on them. I mean, the picture clarity, Chris could appreciate this. I mean, this is like super duper HD. I mean, wow. On a huge building, and these screens, Jumbotron screens, look so bright and crystal clear. I mean, they're just amazing. Motion picture, I mean, just like, you just, am I in a movie theater, an outdoor movie theater type of thing? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the buildings, you've probably seen it on ABC News or Good Morning America, one of those programs. They have the NASDAQ, it's kind of the NASDAQ building, and it has a whole bunch of kind of windows in it. And it's a curved building, if you will. Well, you see a lot of ads there and a lot of different things that pop up. Well, what just happened is that Hillsong took over Times Square's digital billboards in New York City. They took them over.
Oh, really?
Now, this is, like, huge because there's a lot of other stuff that's, you know, broadcast there in Times Square. It's like, okay. But they took it over, and this happened in the previous month, but what they were doing was promoting Jesus and no other name. It was a campaign because they have an up-and-coming album and a conference. That's their theme for their conference and their new album. And they're the worship that comes out of that house, if you will, that place, you know, where those believers gathered and, you know, continue to gather. It's amazing. I mean, it's intimate, beautiful worship. And God's really anointed them to do that. And they have, you know, hub church gatherings all around, you know, the world, really. New York City now has one, and I think they're all out of Australia. But their theme for their conference 2014 is No Other Name. No Other Name. And you have all these flashing lights. They have 21 digital screens that played for over an hour. Over an hour now. And they were just, you guys see these pictures. We'll make them available for you. But it's huge, and they just kept promoting it. They say the foot traffic on 42nd Street, and I believe it, is on average 360,000 pedestrians every day.
Wow.
360,000 pedestrians every day. Let me explain to you how you walk in Times Square.
Okay? Fast. Really fast.
Fast. You give the family and everyone a heads up, you know. Let me tell you how to walk in the city. Men on the outside of the sidewalk, closest to the street. Women on the inside, in between the building and them. You got to keep everybody protected. Mm-hmm. And then if you're the leader of the pack, you actually walk behind everybody so that you can see what's going on. You don't want to be in the front because something happened to them in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you want to be in the back, and you're watching everything, what's going on, and you're moving fast. You don't stand still, take the pictures. And if you're a tourist, you stick out.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has their cameras, but that most of those people that come to Times Square there, that's all of those folks are tourists from all over, you know, the world. You meet, you know, people from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty, you know, pretty interesting. 42nd Street today is not what it used to be when David Wilkerson was called there, and it was really, really, really bad, you know. It's different today. In fact, Times Square churches,
it's better since he's been there.
Well, yeah, that whole environment's changed. Yeah. You know, it still has a way to go, but it was extremely just, I mean, run. You couldn't go there. You didn't want to go there during the day, much less at night. You know what I mean? But now what they made is kind of some sort of an attraction, and they've put a whole ton of money there. But they're making the name of Jesus famous, and they're promoting their conference, and they're promoting. That's a whole theme. And that's what we need to get back to. I mean, there's so many things that people want to do a conference about and talk about and share about, but it's about Jesus. It's always about Jesus. There is no other name. The only name is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that matters. And so it would do us all well, and the church at large at well, to let the main thing be the main thing. And that's lifting Jesus high. Mm-hmm. You know, so many times people can get distracted and talk about, you know, everything else but the main thing. And it's like, wait a minute, I thought we gathered here for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You said this was an evangelistic meeting, but I didn't even hear salvation. You know, like, did you give it an opportunity for people to meet the Lord? Mm-hmm. And when we get back to what we're supposed to be about, you know, you keep talking about Jesus. Well, there is nothing else to talk about but him. Amen. How can we love him? How can we serve him? How can we do what he's called us to do? How can we glorify him in all centers and all revolves around him? You know, Philippians 2:9 says this. Therefore, God exalted him, speaking of Jesus, to the highest place and gave him the name. The name, no other name, gave him the name that is above every name. That at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is boss, he is master, he is ruler, he is king, he's Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let me tell you something, it's all about him and lifting his name high and glorifying him. It's something about that name, Pat. You could say any other name. You could say any other name, but as soon as you start mentioning that name, Steve, Jesus.
They'll change the atmosphere of a room.
Change the atmosphere of the room.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put an FCC sign, fine on that thing in a minute. And it's like, what? All we said was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they'll jump back and you say it again. Jesus.
Because that's what you find out real quick who we're talking about. You can say God all day long.
That's right.
You say Jesus.
That's right.
We just brought some clarity into the conversation.
We got to bring some clarity. I know you said God and God. Let me tell you who God is to me.
Amen.
He's Jesus. Jesus. And it's, you know, hey, be counting. Romans 1:16. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Romans 1:16. Because, hey, if you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and we need more believers that are not and are willing to you know, be upfront about who they are and who they believe in and not be concerned about it. Think about that county,
county commissioner?
County commissioner, right, yeah. I think in Maryland, who said, hey, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. I don't know what these other guys are going to do.
I'll go to jail for it.
She's bold. I'm going to go to jail for it.
Beautiful.
You know, I don't know what these guys are going to do, but I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And that really is what it all boils down to, because we're talking to the church. It always boils down to you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, we're believing for a great outpouring. We're believing for a great awakening to hit the church, to just the downpouring just to come upon us and the move of God to a fresh visitation, you know, and not just a visitation, but a habitation, a place where God can rest and just be and move and do what he wants to do. But hey, instead of thinking about the church in you know, en masse, individually, you know, God comes upon us en masse, but he comes upon us individually. It's revival for your own heart, you know, and when two or three of us have revival in our own hearts, or four or five of us, and say, hey, guess what? There's 20, 30 of us that are having personal revival in our heart. And it's always about what are you going to do at your workplace? What are you going to do at your school? What are you going to do in your local community and on your business? Mm. You know, are you a Christian business owner but refuse to bring up the name of Jesus, or don't even want to have a fish sign on your building? Yeah. Maybe you don't have a fish in your heart, you know? And it's important, more so in the days that we're living in, because of the persecution, which we're going to be talking about hopefully in today's program. Remember, we're four programs back to back. So you want to tune in, always bfntv.com. Share with your friend. Of course, visit our Facebook page. And continue to share the links as you're doing and the posts. But it's always about that. It's always about what are you going to do with King Jesus? And are you going to be ashamed? And are you going to, you know, step up? Because right now the persecution that's has come upon the church, the Jews and the Christians, and what is about to come is going to accelerate. And so, hey, you let it be known now. Let it be known now. You ever been in one of those situations where you're like, hey, I need my friends. I need to know right now. Are you? You need to draw the line. You know, draw the sand line in the sand right now. Right. I need to know. Are you with me or you're not? You know, and make your case known. Are you with the Lord or not? You got to know, because there's going to come a time where the testing for that's going to come upon your life, and you're going to have to make that decision. Hey, I'm either going to be for him publicly, or you're going to do a very sad thing and you're going to deny him publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if God is for you, if God is for you, who can be against you? And if there's a stigma associated with the name of Jesus, then wear it proudly. Wear it proudly, because he wore every stigma for you. He wasn't ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed of him. We're talking about making the name of Jesus famous, and Hillsong, they're putting Jesus all over the bill. 21 digital billboards in Times Square, 360 pedestrians crossing every day. And we're talking
thousand.
Did I say just 360,000? Thank you. I'm sorry. 1,000. I mean, that's bigger than some entire counties, and they just passed through there in a day. But we're talking about lifting the name of Jesus high, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And if you're not willing to associate with him, there's not much luck for you. I mean, there really isn't. If you know, there's a lot of people that you could be separated from and a lot of things, and you know what I'm saying? But one person that you do not want to separate yourself from or your association with is Jesus.
That's right.
You know him, walk with him, live for him publicly and boldly. And if listen to me, if understand this, that if you're not walking publicly and openly about Jesus, that is a telltale sign that something has to come up in your life. You know, you need to find out, hey, are you in and out of the faith? I love what the Bible says. Hey, examine yourself. Examine ourselves to see if we're still in the faith. Know where you're at in God. And one way is, where are you publicly for the Lord?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.